This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's health minister has accused Russian authorities of committing a crime against humanity by blocking access to affordable medicines in areas its forces have occupied since invading the country 5.5 months ago. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Ukrainian health minister Viktor Lyashkov says Russian authorities repeatedly blocked efforts to provide state-subsidized drugs to people in occupied cities, towns, and villages. The World Health Organization says it recorded 445 attacks on Ukrainian hospitals and other healthcare facilities as of August 11th that directly resulted in 86 deaths and 105 injuries. But Lyashko says that a much higher number of casualties caused by damaged roads and bridges delaying ambulances cannot be calculated. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $430 billion bill that is seen as the largest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for U.S. President Joe Biden in the November 8th midterm elections, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The 75-year-old, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida on the legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. The House voted 220 to 207 along party lines.
That's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. This is VOA News. Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran in the 1980s, underwent surgery Friday after being stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. The 75-year-old Rushdie was then thrown to a hospital. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said the writer was on a ventilator with a damaged liver, severed nerves, and an arm and eye he was likely to lose. An Associated Press reporter witnessed the attacker confront Rushdie on stage and punched him or stabbed him 10 to 15 times as he was being introduced. Police arrested the attacker and identified him as 24-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey. His lawyer declined to comment. The Chinese Air Force is sending fighter jets and bombers to Thailand for a joint exercise with the Thai military on Tuesday. Chinese Defense Ministry said the training will include air support strikes on ground targets and small and large-scale troop deployment. China's expanding military activities in the Asia-Pacific region have alarmed the United States and its allies and form part of a growing strategic and economic competition that has inflamed tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited Thailand in June as part of an effort to strengthen what he called America's unparalleled network of alliances and partnerships in that region. Officials in Montenegro said that a man went on a shooting rampage in the western city of Cetinje, killing 10 people, including two children, before he was shot dead by a passerby. Montenegro's police chief says a 34-year-old gunman first shot and killed two children and their mother, who lived as tenants in the attacker's house. He says a man then walked out of the street and randomly shot 13 more people, seven of them fatally. Prosecutor coordinating crime scene investigation tells journalists a gunman was killed by a passerby. A ship has docked in the Ukrainian Black Sea port to begin loading wheat for hungry people in Ethiopia. That would be the first food delivery to Africa under a UN brokered plan to unblock grain trapped by Russia's war on Ukraine and bring relief to some of the millions worldwide on the brink of starvation. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's health minister has accused Russian authorities of committing a crime against humanity by blocking access to affordable medicines in areas its forces have occupied since invading the country 5.5 months ago. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.